Okay, we will now do a meditation on Hashem's name, on the four-letter name, Yud, He, Vav, and He, which I explained more in depth in the previous shiur. And as I guide you through the meditation, I will also explain some of what to contemplate. We will begin with a brief body relaxation, and then I will guide you to visualize the letters. We will visualize one letter at a time and then put them together. Now, for some people, visualizing is relatively easy, although with practice it gets easier. For some people, it's very difficult. It doesn't really matter if you end up being able to see the letters with crisp clarity or not. It just needs to be some kind of focus. What we're really aiming for is the feeling, the experience generated by the meditation. So if you can't see it clearly, it's enough to know that it's there, to imagine that it's there. You may see it in a form that the letters sometimes shift and meld. That's fine. Just try to bring it back to some sort of anchor that you can keep returning to. But if the letters move or transform, that's fine. If you don't see clearly and you just imagine them, that's fine. You can also imagine that you're hearing them. If you are more auditory, you can imagine that you're hearing Yud, He, Vav, and He. You should, of course, not actually pronounce the entire name, but you can imagine each letter being said. So long as you're basically focusing on it and on the idea. So you'll see whatever works for you best. Okay, let's begin with relaxing, feet flat on the floor, supported by the floor. Feel your body supported by the chair. Take a full, refreshing breath of air in. And let all the air out slowly through your lips. Breathe out all the air and relax. Another full, refreshing breath of air in. And slowly release all the air so your whole body feels warm and heavy and relaxed. And just let your whole body feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And continue to breathe deeply. Take another full, refreshing breath of air in and pull your shoulders up and back. Stretch them out, open up your chest cavity. And as you exhale, let your shoulders relax back down into a good, comfortable posture. Imagine a silver cord running from the base of your spine up through the top of your head, gently tugging you up so your body is sitting upright in a good yet comfortable posture. Balance your head evenly between your shoulders and tilt your chin slightly down. And continue to breathe deeply. Full, refreshing breaths of air in and out. And just let your whole body feel warm and heavy and relaxed. Imagine with each breath that the air is extending all the way to your extremities, all the way down to your toes. And take a full, refreshing breath of air in and just let your legs and feet and toes feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And breathe into your arms and let your arms and fingers feel warm and heavy and relaxed. Continue to breathe deeply and relax your chest and your stomach, your back, your shoulder blades, your shoulders, your lower back. And just let your whole torso feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And continue to breathe deeply. Let all the air out slowly. And just let your whole body feel warm and heavy and relaxed. And focus on your breathing. And relax your mouth, relax your lips, your jaws, your tongue, the base of your tongue. Relax your cheeks and your nose, your nostrils. Relax your eyes, your eyelids, your eyebrows and eyeballs. Relax your temples and your forehead. Another full, refreshing breath of air in. And let all the air out. And relax. And continue to breathe deeply and just focus on your breathing. And as you breathe, allow your mind to go clear. Any sounds around you, just notice them and let them float on past you. Come back to your breathing. Any thoughts or images that come up in your mind, just let them be, become aware of them and let them float on past you. And bring your focus back to your breathing. Allow your mind to relax. And imagine a large, clear, blank screen in your mind's eye. And on this screen, you can imagine a large, crisp, black letter Yud. You can create it from your imagination, or you can recall it from a memory. You can remember how it looks in your Sidur or your Chumash or in a Sefer Torah. Also, you can, before you begin such a meditation, actually gaze into your Sidur for a few minutes and imprint the letters on your mind, and then close your eyes and remember them. So now just imagine the letter Yud. Just choose one form of it and try to focus on that. And if it begins to fade away, that's fine. Just continue to breathe and bring it back. And focus on the letter Yud. And as you breathe and imagine the letter Yud and focus on it, you can contemplate how this letter Yud represents the first spark of creation, the first spark of light of Yesh Mi'ayin, of God creating existence and light out of the Ayin, out of the nothingness and darkness. This Yud is the first spark of creation, and it holds within it the potential for the creation of everything else in this very complex universe. It has the Gematria 10, which represents the 10 Amirot with which Hashem created the world, 10 times speaking Vayomer Elohim, creating structure out of Tohu Vavohu, an existence out of nothingness. So as we contemplate the letter Yud, we sense the raw awesomeness of the explosion of divine energy of creation, the beginning of Ratzon Hashem, of God's deep divine desire to give ultimate infinite chesed from the nothingness, his desire to create and to give infinite goodness, all exploding outwards from this letter Yud. the first spark of potential. You can also, in your mind, hear yourself saying Yud as you breathe. Imagine it, sense it. And now let's move on to focus on the letter He. Okay, at first you can try to just focus on the letter He. Again, on the clear blank screen, a large, crisp letter He. Continue to breathe. Let everything else float on past you. If you get distracted, just bring your mind back to the letter He. You can also hear yourself saying in your mind, hey. And continue to breathe and visualize and contemplate the letter He. So as we imagine it, you can contemplate the letter He representing Hashem's feminine energy. The letter He represents the hand with the gematria 5 fingers receiving the raw explosion of energy from the letter Yud. It is also, Chazal say, the He is like the womb, which receives the letter Yud in at the top, and then over 9 months, it manifests all the potential energy in the Yud and builds it and differentiates it into very fine details through the aspect of Bina, which is analysis, and Bone, which is building. Building, actualizing, manifesting until the completed form can exit from the bottom of the womb, from the bottom exit of the letter He. And so the Yud and He joining together are like a hand with 5 fingers taking a golden coin which has tremendous potential in it with what can be done, taking it in the palm. And it is like the connection, the unification of the male spark of potential in the letter Yud and the female womb developing and manifesting in the He. And together we have the Yud and the He, the first divine name of Hashem, the Yud and the He, which is the aspects of Chochmah and Bina, of the divine Eureka, the spark, the thought of creation, preceded by the desire to create, to give infinite chesed, and then the working out of the Bina, working out of all the details, making the plan, the blueprint of the universe. And this is all on a very abstract level of the spiritual universes far beyond our physical world, the Yud and the He, creating the world in potential on a spiritual level. So continue to breathe and visualize the Yud and the He and contemplate Hashem's creation of the world. And now we add on the letter Vav. Again, you can begin by focusing only on the letter Vav, on the clear blank screen, visualizing the letter Vav, a crisp black letter Vav. And the letter Vav represents connection. The letter Vav is used in Hebrew and Lashon HaKodesh for connecting words. It means and. It is shaped like a hook, and that is what Vav means. A Vav is a hook. And it is like an outstretched arm with a hand at the end, reaching to make a connection. The letter Vav represents Hashem's infinite desire to connect. What began with a spark of will, of ratzon, to create and give infinite goodness, and the eureka, the raw idea of so much potential to be created, and the working out of all the details, and now arises the feeling of the heart, the desire to bring down this idea from the mind, from the chokhmah and bina in the mind, to draw it down through the spinal cord, down past the heart into all the limbs, to manifest it in the world. This is Hashem's infinite ratzon for chesed, to bring this down to the very lowest level of this physical world and manifest it in the deepest levels of existence, to bring all the infinite chesed and bracha and tov that Hashem imagined, to bring it down and connect with the farthest, most physical reaches that can be created. So this is the letter Vav. Now in our mind, we can imagine the Yud, He, Vav, and He just the Yud, He, Vav connecting. The Yud, He, and Vav is, again, it's Hashem's idea of creation together with the will and desire to bring it down into manifestation in this world. Presents tremendous tshuka, yearning of Hashem to bring all His bracha down. So in your mind's eye, continue to breathe and visualize, contemplate the Yud, He, and Vav, and sense Hashem's yearning, His reaching out of His divine arm in order to try to give, to bring all this infinite goodness down. And what is left is for us to contemplate the final hay. So again, we can begin with just visualizing the final hay itself. Again, on a blank white screen, you can imagine a large, crisp letter hay. And as you breathe and contemplate this final hay, is the hay of the receiver. The hay, again, gematria 5 fingers of the final hand of the receiver, receiving the gift of tzedakah that Hashem is reaching out to give us, that Hashem is waiting for us to receive. And we are this final hand, we individually, we nationally, and the entire universe, the entire physical existence of this universe is the final letter hey, waiting to receive Hashem's gift of bracha, of existence, of blessing, of goodness. And of course, where do we have this energy, the ability to receive? It's not our own. Hashem Himself is the one giving us the ability to receive, and therefore the final hay is also really from Hashem. And it is upon us to recognize this gift, that Hashem gives us the ability to receive, that He wants us to receive, and to appreciate this and to reconnect the final hey to the Yud, Hey, and Vav. And so now, in your mind's eye, visualize the Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey all connected together. and feel Hashem's yearning, His desire to give to us. He's waiting for us to bring the final hay, to connect. He wants us so much to receive all His goodness. And we just need to open up, open ourselves up, open up our hands to recognize this gift, to recognize that Hashem wants us to receive it, and connect ourselves to the giver, connect ourselves up to the Yud Hey Vav above, so that Hashem can give us and we can receive. And this is the secret of tzedakah, the Yud Hey Vav and Hey, which we are imagining and contemplating. So as you visualize the holy four letters of Hashem's name, continue to breathe and contemplate. Allow yourself to experience Hashem's infinite chesed and desire to give. Together with this, you can imagine, you can contemplate the meaning of the Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey of Hayah, Hoveh, V'yeh, that Hashem was, is, and always will be the infinite oneness beyond anything we can imagine. There's infinite goodness and ratzon and bracha to give to us, so much beyond what we can contemplate. You can sense yourself getting lost in that infinite oneness. And together with that, the meaning of the Yud Hey Vav Hey of Ehyeh Imach, that I will be with you, that Hashem wants all this infinite love to be with us. He wants us to sense His presence around us, guiding us, protecting us, within us, feeling together with us. So visualize the Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey that you are a part of. You are within it, and it is within you. It is beyond you and within you and all around you. And continue to breathe deeply and prepare to bring this experience and these ideas back to this world, to Olam HaAsiya, to our regular daily existence. And slowly become aware of the chair underneath you, of the floor underneath you, and begin to stretch your toes, your fingers, your arms, and your legs. Take a full refreshing breath of air in and stretch your shoulders and back. And before you open your eyes, prepare to continue to live with this awareness, to take this experience and this awareness with you. Of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, we're always aware that Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is watching over us, guiding us, gifting us with life and bracha at every moment, and watching over us. And so when you're ready, open your eyes, and you can continue in the background, even of seeing the world around you, you can continue to imagine the Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey floating above you, and have an awareness of the infinite bracha, chesed, and togetherwithness that Hashem is gifting us with at every moment. Continue to breathe and come back to the room, come back to life, and take the Yud Kei Vav Kei with you as much as you can.